your hands and give the Lord that praise. Hallelujah, yes. No funeral homes, graveyards, no hospitals there. No banks there, just the banks of the river. Woo, hallelujah. Are you thankful that God's prepared a place for you? Hallelujah. Amen. And he said that where I am, there you may be also. Amen. Are you thankful for the fire and the power of the Holy Ghost tonight? Amen. What a difference God makes in our lives. Oh, amen. The prophet said it's like fire shut up in my bones. And I'm thankful for the fire that God puts inside of us. Amen. To keep us reminding, hey, you got Holy Ghost fire. You don't have to worry about hell fire. Amen. I have fire assurance. How about you? Amen. I got Holy Ghost inside of me. Praise God. We're thankful for the glory of the Holy God of heaven working in our lives. It's exciting to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. I'd rather be here than the finest hospital. Amen. And the best jailhouse, best prison house, best resort. Yeah. Keep going. The best bank vault in Texas or the world. I'd rather be here than the White House. I love God's house. How about you? Amen. We're so blessed that you're here today. Amen. I think, if I can remember right, I got the first name. Sister Sarah, is that it? You and these young people that you have with you tonight, so good to see you again. We're excited. She comes from old-fashioned Jesus' name apostolic roots. Amen. Her grandpa was one of those old pioneer preachers. Man, I'm telling you, sis, you got some sap. Amen. I'm telling you, when you got a heritage, you got something, amen, that is most valuable. And I'm thankful that the Lord has helped you to, amen, that you got something inside of your life that is way beyond this world. Amen. How many of you are thankful for the power of the Holy Ghost today? Amen. Man, I am just so thankful for the blessings of the Lord. Amen. And we're so thankful tonight that you're in the house of God. And I believe God has something for you. He has something for me. Amen. And he is exactly what I need. Exactly what I need. Amen. God don't miss and he don't undershoot. Amen. And there's been things that I've ordered online off of Amazon. And when I got it, it was, even though I had the part number, all the make, the model, it was the wrong thing. And I was visiting with a man one time, and he said his sister-in-law ordered a sofa off of, was Temu? And when she got it in, it was kitty size. I mean, baby. And she thought she got a real big, you know, living room suit. And I'm telling you, she was fooled and messed with. And there's a lot of things in this world wants to fool you. My God will never fool you. In fact, he will never forsake you. Hallelujah. We know who the Father of lies is. It's not God. In fact, the Bible says it's impossible for God to lie. Praise God. And I'm thankful that God is a keeper of his word. Amen. We're grateful tonight just to feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I know you're standing. Amen. But we're blessed today. Amen. For the help and the touch of the Lord. Amen. I want you to go to Matthew, the 16th chapter with me. Matthew 16. It sure tastes good to taste Jesus, don't it? Scripture said, oh, taste and see. Praise the Lord. We're going to Matthew 16:26. And there's something I cannot get out of my system. Amen. And it may sound redundant. That's okay. Redundancy in the word. Amen. It's not the same old cookie cutter thing. When God speaks to you again and again, you read the same verse. God has something new in it, doesn't he? Praise God. Matthew, the 16th chapter, verse 26. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? I want to talk to you today about trade values. Trade values. Amen. I want the Lord to minister. Amen. Brother Watson, would you pray over this tonight? Everybody say amen. You may be seated. Praise God. Trade values. There's a lot of people that are trade out for just nothing. Amen. And I'll never forget one time walking inside of a person's house. And when you walked in the door, immediately you jumped because they had a cardboard cutout of John Wayne standing there. And it caused you to jump. We went to another place one time, and the young girl, she lived in a loft in her house, and she wanted to show us her room. And when you walked in, there was a cardboard cutout of Elvis. I'm glad tonight I don't have to have an image. I'm glad I don't have to have something as a picture today. Amen. I got Jesus living on the inside of me. I know a lot of people that, amen, they have a religious experience, but I got more than an experience. I got a relationship. Somebody moved in. Hallelujah. Somebody moved in and they took over and made a deal out of my life. Amen. Oh, what a change God has made. And we're so thankful for it. But I find that trade values, I got to thinking about that. And what would you do in exchange for your soul? You know, there's some people buy to sell. They're good at it. We were in Colorado Springs just last weekend. And on Monday, we had the day off. And so Sister Crosswhite and I had to go visit Brother Robbie and Sister Rachel's favorite store in Colorado Springs. It was the Goodwill Express, the Goodwill there where you go, and they had big tubs on wheels. And every 30 minutes or so, they would bring out 16 of these huge tubs on wheels full of stuff that has been unsorted. And there are people that are there that are professional buyers. And there's two lines. And believe me, there's four rows of these 16 totes in that building. And they'll change one every 30 minutes. And when they go to change it, you had to step behind the line. And when they finally brought the last one, they said, okay, shop. If you went ahead and dug in before that signal, they asked you to leave. People that are professional, they have gloves on, and they start digging. And one man that I stood next to, he was showing another man. He had picked up a little bitty doll, a little toy, this big. And he said, I already sold it for $82. People professional, they know they buy to sell. They buy to make a profit out of. And I'm thankful today that what I got, I'm not going to sell. Amen. I didn't get this to pawn it off. I didn't get this to trade it off. I got this because it's going to carry me through. Amen. There's people that buy useless buys, useless junks. Amen. And all these trinkets and all these different novelty things that you don't know what. You know, it is like this. When you get a certain age, you don't want another whatnot in your house. You don't want another dust collector. Have you ever been in an elderly person's house to where they couldn't see anymore? And all their little knickknacks and things on the shelves, after a while, they became dusty and crusty, amen, because of time, and they couldn't see to dust it. I want to tell you, the dust of this world will settle on your treasures. But the treasure that I got, I will not allow the dust of life to get on it. I want to keep the treasure a treasure. How about you? There's marketing words that you hear all the time. For example, they love to say buy two or buy one and get one free. Or clearance. They love old Clarence, don't they? Clearance. And the word save or the word deal. These are all hooks in the marketing term to try to get your attention. In fact, when we go to smaller Walmarts, my wife and I, we look around. We know that a small Walmart will have to change even certain seasonal items to make room for the next season. So what you do, you get there or the time that they're changing items for that seasonal, and they have big yellow signs that say clearance. And we've got some pretty good deals before. And you know, a lot of times, about 90% of the stuff you buy on clearance, you don't need. And that's a lot of needless clearance items in life that are wanting to be pawned off to you. But I want to tell you today that what God has done is not a clearance. Amen. God gave His best. Amen. That you could be His best. Amen. He gave the very best He had that you could be the best. Amen. You could be a nobody in a worthless case. But oh, he that the Son sets free is free. How? Indeed. I'm thankful that heaven gave its best for us. Amen. The beauty of the Lord. In fact, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting" what? For God, the greatest giver, greatest lover, so loved the greatest degree, the world, the greatest company, that he gave the greatest act, his only begotten Son, the greatest gift, that whosoever, the greatest opportunity, believes the greatest simplicity in him, the greatest attraction, shall not perish, the greatest promise, but the greatest difference, have the greatest certainty, everlasting life, the greatest possession. You ought to give the Lord a hand of praise tonight for our great God. Woo. Matthew said, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither rust or thief or moth can get through and steal. For where your treasure is, there will be your heart also. In 2 Corinthians 4:7 says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the glory is of God and not of us. We had nothing to do with it but just receiving and obeying what God has. How beautiful, amen, to know that God has things. But there's a lot of chocolate covered nothing out there. It's amazing what they would cover with chocolate today. Chocolate is an appealing sweet to some people. There's a very few people that doesn't like chocolate. Anybody here doesn't like chocolate? We got a few here, but the majority are chocolate lovers. I mean, it's crazy stuff that they would cover in chocolate and to try to get you to buy this stuff. And I'm afraid that the enemy wants to chocolate cover some things. I've even seen a box of chocolate covered ants. He ate what now? Chocolate covered grasshoppers. He ate it. No wonder he can't hop too much. But all the different things, the bait of the enemy, how he wants to appeal to you with the needless nothings. But I'm thankful that God has something inside of us, friend. It's worth everything. It's worth every trial. It's worth every test. And we used to sing that song, it's going to be worth every mile. Amen. Hallelujah. Every heartache, every trial. Amen. I'm thankful that God has given me more than just something that will melt. Something more than just has a temporary taste. Amen. My God has something that is everlasting for us. Amen. And the next thing I want to just mention to you, don't let sentimental values hold you from selling out and getting a hold of the real. Brother Corbett mentioned the other day that there's somebody on a 2-acre plot of land. And the coal company came and offered them a great deal, but they didn't want to sell. Guess what the coal company did? They just worked all the way around it. And today there's 2 acres of coal property, infested property, that they didn't even touch. They went around it because they would not let go of it. They thought they were going to get something. They got nothing for it. And there are people that are holding on to things. There are people that have died with sentimental things in their house that did them no good. There were people that did not have plumbing. There were people that did not have things that had valuables in their house that would not sell it. It's crazy. My aunt and uncle owned some rent houses, and my uncle told me that they had bought a little rent house. that a little man had lived in. I can't remember. It was a little man and a little lady. One of them passed away. And when the other one passed away, Uncle W.J. and Aunt Sarah purchased this house. And where the window was in the bedroom, they thought they could make another bedroom, a hallway there, and expand the house so they could rent it out. And my uncle said whenever they started tearing open the wall to expand the house, right there under the windowsill, when they tore it out, the man had a little slit underneath it where he would put real silver dollars. And that wall was full of silver dollars. And people didn't know anything about it. When my aunt and uncle tore the house, that wall down, they found a treasure in the wall. But that man, he lived with hardly nothing in life. There was time he barely made it. But in his wall was a treasure that if only he could just get in and just utilize. I want to tell somebody today, I want to use the treasury of God. I don't want to be somebody so miserable here. I want to enjoy what God has given me. There's peace and there's joy in the Holy Ghost, friend. This is not a miserable wreck, but this is a great relationship with God. A great privilege it is to be filled with the Holy Ghost and washed in His blood and to wear the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Two great explorers called Lewis and Clark began to explore. And as they explored, they knew that they had to bargain and barter with the American Indians. So they bought untold amounts of trinkets, little glass beads and little novelty items and little cheap things. And they would trade those Indians for furs. And those Indians really thought they were getting something. And it would be like today, us getting Oriental Trader or some kind of Chinese market and ordering all this junk and walking up somebody, a buffalo robe back in that time or a beaver's pelt was worth a lot of money. And these people would trade, Lewis and Clark would trade them just for a little bit of trinkets. And in any way the enemy wants to do, he wants to trade you. He has nothing for what you got. Amen. Oh, friend, I'm thankful for the power of the Holy Ghost. I want to know the value in what God has given me. Amen. Hey, the world didn't give it to me. Don't let the world take it away. Amen. Hang on to what you got and hold fast. Let no man take what God has given you. I tell everybody whenever you do any kind of deal, you look before you leap. Pay attention to what before you put your name on it. Don't just leap on anything. Be careful that when you leap that you don't take a fatal plunge. There's been people that have dove off and they think, well, that's a deep pool of water and fell in that water and it was a shallow place. The devil will use foolish things to get people to try to buy in and to sell out. Amen. Well, the pleasures of sin, the Bible said, are how long? Just for a season. Things that feel good, taste good, and feel like you can't live without. There are people that will spend and give, and that's just what the enemy does. He would like to trick you, trap you. He would like to fool you, and he wants you to trade. What you got. I'm talking about trade values tonight. Amen. Oh, there's trade traps. There's tourist traps. There's speed traps. There's bear traps. There's mice traps. And friend, the enemy likes all kind of traps. But I'm glad that my God don't have a trap. My God has a highway. My God has healing. My God has mercy. My God has value for your soul. Amen. But there are some people who want to give in to the enemy. Don't let the enemy in on your territory. Don't let down your standards. Don't let down your borders. Don't let down your walls. Somebody say amen. Amen. Brother Booker said this, never tear down a fence until you know why it was built. We don't get rid of things. Somebody, sister, your grandpa, when he preached things, amen, he preached it with a purpose. And when he preached against things, it had a reason. He built a fence because it had a purpose. There's people who want to barter their borders. the thing that separates them, the things that keep them and sell out chief. Friend, we need to hang on to the truth. We need to love the Lord our God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, all our body, with everything we got in this hour. Look at your neighbor, said, don't trade out. Hang on to it. Amen. The worth. I was thinking about this, the worth of the treasure. A lot of people don't want to let go of things. And I want you to think, whatever it takes, the scripture says, it is better to go into heaven with one arm, one leg, one eye, than let these things hold you back. And it brought me to the mind, it brought to my mind something that happened some time ago. A man was in a car, and the car was on fire. And the only way that this man could be saved on the spot, if the EMTs had to amputate his arm right there. It was worth his arm for him to escape. And sometimes we have to look at the worth and the value. If it takes you losing something in this life to gain eternal life, it's well worth it. If it takes your eye, Jesus said, to be plucked out, it's worth it. If it takes an arm or a leg, amen, whatever it takes for you to stay in the boat, friend, you need to make up your mind that it is well worth living for God. Somebody say amen. Talk about eternal values. Amen. I want you to realize the Bible talks about in 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter of 24 and 25, know ye not that they which run a race run all to receive the prize? So run that you may attain. Amen. You got to run this race to obtain. The next verse says, and every man that striveth for the mastery, for the top, is tempered in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown. These people that run races, they run to get a laurel wreath around their head just to say that they're a winner. And in a year's time, that old wreath dries up. All they have is just an old trophy that they won the race. But we're not after something that's corruptible. The Bible says we have an incorruptible crown. Are you thankful that crown that God has for you? Amen. This is not little vine with little flowers on it, but this is an everlasting crown that is incorruptible. Amen. The second Timothy, the 4th chapter, verse 7 and 8. Paul said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept my faith. And for henceforth there's a laid up a crown of what? Unrighteous people that don't deserve God gets a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, not only to me, but to all them that what? Love is a pure. We're talking about values, bro. Trade values. We trade just for that value and assurance, knowing the presence of the Almighty God, a crown of righteousness. James 1 and 2, it says, blessed is the man that endure temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive a crown of life, which the Lord had promised to them that love him. Are you thankful that there's a crown of life? Amen. Oh, in a life crown that God has for you. Amen. How beautiful to know that God indeed has something for your life. Amen. That will not fade away. In 1 Peter 5:4, watch this. For the Williams, God has one for you. 1 Peter 5:4, it says this, and when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of what? That what? Ooh, a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Amen. Have you ever bought something new? And it didn't take very long that the newness wears off. Amen. The shine is no longer there. Amen. You buy a car and pretty soon, Sister Courtney said, somebody asked the question, what period of time does a new car lose the newness? And she said, when there's French fries under the seat. Was it you that said that? They said, when there's French fries underneath your seat. I thought it was you, Sister Courtney. I quoted you. Amen. I'm giving you the credit for that. Amen. But I want to just tell somebody, amen, I've got a crown that the glory never fades away. The magnificence of it, amen, is still real. Amen. God has that for us. Amen. Think about it. Then I want to go to Revelation, the 3rd chapter, verse 11. I want you to look at this one. This kind of crown. Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast. Hang on, in other words, which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Amen. I'm thankful today for the power of the Holy Ghost. How about you? Amen. Hallelujah. You know what the Message Bible says? The Lord said, I'm on the way. I'll be there soon. Keep a tight grip on what you have. And don't let anything distract you and tear away your crown. Don't let nothing steal your crown. The Amplified Bible says, I am coming quickly. Hold tight what you have. And no one will take your crown by leading you into something that will renounce your faith. Hold your crown. Praise God. Look at your neighbor and say, hang on to your crown. Brother Pertle, would you help me? Hallelujah. Now, this morning I felt led to keep the youth class inside, but youth class was going to do this today. And we just, felt the lead of the Lord to stay in. They was going to help me out tonight, and they didn't even know it. Amen. So, Brother Pertle, come up here, bro. Put that on your head. Well, you know what? The crown of righteousness makes you look so much better. Look at your neighbor, said there's a crown for you. This little silly crown that he's using tonight for an illustration, it is nothing compared to what God has. Amen. This old crown that he has on his head tonight is just something just to show you and let you realize there's been a lot of ugly people that God has taken his crown of beauty and put on. The Bible says he beautifies the obedient or the meek with salvation. I love that crown that God puts on the head of somebody. Called salvation. Now, I began to think about it last night or earlier this morning, between 3 and 4, and I scribbled this on my notes. Brother Pertle, ways your crown can be taken. All right? The first way, let's get Brother Watson on this side, Brother Pertle on that side, and Carson, I need you up here, man. You'll make a good one. This is the first thing that come out. How can your crown be taken? First thing came to my mind last night is by playing with it. I don't want to play with what God has given me. Well, it's kind of like football or basketball. It can be intercepted. It can be stolen. Now, he's trying to get this crown over here. They're playing with it like they're playing football. And all of a sudden, somebody comes up. Amen. And he's on the opposite team. You got to intercept that ball, buddy. You got to intercept that crown. Amen. And friend, when you start playing with it, you think you're really good with it. But you better watch out because the enemy is there to intercept. When you play with it, you're playing with foolishness. See there? Amen. You'll fumble. You'll stumble. That crown is, we don't need to play with what we got, somebody. You see, they get casual with it. You start getting casual with your crown, and guess what? Amen. You think you could fake him out, but after a while, he's going to take it from you. He's going to take it right out. See there? Right out of your hands. He's able to steal it. He got it. See? First thing, don't let nobody take your crown. You play with the things of God. Amen. There's always that enemy that knows how to wait patiently and to steal. The enemy cometh not but to steal, kill, and what? Hang on to your crown. Don't play with it. Don't take it lightly. Amen. Have a seat, Brother Carson. Brother Watson, you may have a seat. Brother Pertle, put your crown on. The second thing early morning that I wrote was this. All right, where you at, Coco? I'm not going to call you mom up here because, I will respect you, Sister Jennifer, but any other time. The next thing, and Coley, this is not to demean you in any manner, okay? You're just going to help out because that's your daddy. Another way that the crown can be taken is by allurement. Samson, I mean, he was big and strong, and there was a Delilah. She looked at him and said, "Oh, Samson, you look like a big, oh, look how strong you look. You are a handsome gorilla." You say Sam.
Samson.
Ooh, Sam.
That's my dad. Ooh, Samson.
Yeah. It didn't take long for all those ooh Samsons to start getting a hold of him. Samson, where's your strength? Where's those muscles? Where's your power? Where's the source? It didn't take long. And guess what happened? She easily got it because he gave it away. Hear me, friend. The enemy, amen, is one that wants to tempt. The enemy wants to fool you. The enemy's up to something when he tricks you. Are you thankful for the grace of God? Hang on to your crown. Somebody say it tonight. Hang on to your crown. Hang on to it. Hang on to the value of what God has given you. Don't play with it. And don't let the enemy tempt you. Don't let temptation have its place. You know what? Samson, you big old chunk of hunk. Hunk of chunk, whatever. You would never lost your crown if you had not gone to the house of Delilah. You better watch where you go, what you make yourself vulnerable to. Amen. Somebody say, hang on your crown. Thank you, Coco. Give her a hand. It took a lot for her to say, woo. The third thing that I wrote this morning is by trade. People trade or barter it. And they'll sell it for something else. Well, Sister Crosswhite, we're supposed to be teaching a Sunday school seminar last week on a Saturday morning, and we're driving to Colorado Springs. And if she was at the driver's wheel, that car would have turned into a garage sale. I mean, it's magic. Her car turns into garage sales. But there's a lot of people who will trade that crown or barter it for something else. They will pawn it. And there are people that will, I mean, you feel like it's not going to worth it. Man, I want something better. I want to tell you, I'll just pawn it. Just go up to the pawn shop right here, and you think, oh, well, you know, I'll come back and get it. I just need a little bit, right? I'm going to relax it, right, in your care and your security. And, oh, there's always a dealer. And he'll say, I'll hold your crown for you. And you get your little bit that he gives you, and you go your way, and you spin it. And pretty soon, you don't have the money to come back and find it and pick it back up. And the crown is lost when you barter it. And you think, oh, I'll come back. Somebody ought to holler, hang on to your crown. Don't let go of the things of God. Hear me, hang on to your crown. Hang on to the things of God. Amen. The next thing, put it on again, bro. By thievery. All right, Brother Zach. The Bible says be vigilant. For Satan is as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He's a thief. You got to have some vigilance in your life. You got to have some fight inside of you. You got to have something to say, no, I'm not going to be in arm's length of things that's going to steal my crown and steal my relationship with God. God wants people that will have sense enough to stay away from the reach of the enemy. The scripture says neither give place to the devil. Don't give the enemy an opportunity. He's after your crown. We're talking about trade values tonight. And then the fifth thing and the final thing, Brother Pirtle, is neglect. This morning, thinking about neglect, man, I think about it where it's no longer important to you, so you hang it up somewhere and just neglect it. You go about your business and you forget about all the different things. It's really not important right now. God's not really important right now. You know, you really don't need God. You're blessed. You increase with goods. You have 6 kids. I mean, you got a great job. I mean, man, you got good shoes on your feet. I mean, look at it, bro. Everything is, I mean, his life is just booming and blessing, blossoming. And he forgets the value of that crown. He really thinks he's somebody now. His nose gets stuck in the air. He walks around like he's really something. I mean, and he thinks, man, I got it together. I want to tell you, when you abandon the things of God in your life and you ignore and you neglect, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? The scripture teaches us very well. We better hang on to what we got. You need to look at your value system. Amen. I will not trade. I will not let go. Hang on to your crown. Amen. Trade values. Think with me tonight how many people have thrown it away by different things and different means. How beautiful it is when on that great day that the Lord says, I have a crown for you because you have kept the faith. Hallelujah. The weary warrior finishes their course. God says, let me crown you. You know what, Brother Pirtle? I'm glad that God has a crown. When you bow to other things, the crown falls off your head. But when you bow to God, it doesn't fall off your head. Hang on to your crown. Amen. Look at the things of life that you bow to and bend to. Amen. Hold fast to the things of godliness and righteousness. Amen. Learn to say no to some things that will hinder you. Your prayer life. Amen. Distractions. Get rid of distractions during prayer time. During time of reading your Bible. Don't be distracted. Distractions wants to steal from you. Know who you run with. Who you hang with. Who you associate with. If there's the person that's always pulling you down, they'll get your crown. Thank God for godly people that you could rub shoulders with. I need my brothers and my sisters. Amen. I need the help of my brother. I need my sister. Amen. I need my church. I need my pastor. I need the men of God in my life. And I need God's people so much in this hour. Hang on to what you got. Don't let it go easy. Whatever it takes, it's worth everything. Trade values. I think about different things that go up and down in the trade market. My son Isaac loves to look at the trade, the markets. I was kind of crazy about it. And there's a lot of people that you think, man, they don't have a lick of sense. They don't know what they're doing. They'll put their money here in a trade deal. And I've watched somebody one time that talked about it. They said when they were very young, they bought some stocks. And they forgot all about it. Years had passed. And he decided to one day to go through some old files. And he opened up that file and found in there that statement of certification. And whenever he took it to a broker, the broker looked at him and said, man, he said, do you know how many times this thing has split? And I mean, he said, you got something that's so valuable. He said, man, there's more than $2 million worth of things that you got right here. And he said, how much did you pay for it in the start? The guy said, well, I think it was somewhere about $75. That may seem impossible, but I want to tell somebody today, there is a value that is more worthy than the dollar bill. It's a worth of having a relationship with the King, the one that wears the true crown, who would never leave you, never forsake you. So on a Sunday night, I just wanted somebody just to tell me, hang on to your crown. I need somebody on this section over here to tell that section, hang on to your crown. Can you tell them back tonight? What about somebody in the middle section tonight to look at the platform and tell us, hang on to your crown? What about back here, somebody to say, hang on to your crown? What about the sound media booth? What about the platform?
Hang on to your crown.
Hold to what you got. I need a teenager to stand and holler, hang on your crown. I need a husband tonight, a young couple husband. Go ahead, Brother Colton, you're still young. I need a wife, a young wife, to stand up and say, hang on to your crown. I need a grandma to stand up and say, hang on to your crown. I need a grandpa. I need the church to stand now. Hallelujah. Hold fast to what you got. Hallelujah. We're thankful for the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. There's somebody next to you right now. I want you to just, amen, if it's appropriate, I want you to put your hand on their shoulders. And I want you to pray, Lord, bless them. Bless their life and their relationship. Bless them, oh Lord, their value system. Would you pray for that person, Lord? Bless their values. Hallelujah. Let them esteem the things of Christ more than anything in their life. Bless them today, Jesus, with mercy and truth. Come on, pray for them. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Come on, take a little bit more than just to pray for them, Lord, in your name. To the Lord tonight. God help me. Put it in me, Jesus.
Stay strong. Keep on. Keep on.
Let the Lord, the depth of his value, come on, let the meaning of his grace touch you.
Hard, fear not, stay strong. To the left or the right, but straight ahead.
Think about it.
The cross in sight. He will guide you safely o'er to where troubles come no more. to the left or the right, but straight ahead with the cross in sight.
Oh, it's worth it.
He will guide you safely o'er to where trouble not. Stay strong, hold on. Are you tired and distressed? Weary saint in need of rest. Must walk through. Oh, but they won't last. They never do. Keep on.
Keep on.
Keep brave.
Come on, the end's in sight. Praise tonight. Hallelujah.